It's an ugly commute out there this morning, but the D.C. area mostly escaped the big storm. Still some school closings in the area. Prince George's, Montgomery, Howard, Frederick, and Charles County schools are closed this morning. Anne Arundel and D.C. public schools are on a two-hour delay. Make sure you check your listings. In Clinton, Maryland, a teenager is responsible for a triple shooting at a home. 16-year-old Delano Dunmore is said to have fired at two other boys Sunday afternoon at his home in the 7900 block of Clennenden Drive before turning the gun on himself. All of this is stemming from argument over a video game. One of the boys has critical injuries while both others are expected to survive. Dunmore is being charged as an adult with first and second degree murder. Fire officials discovered the sixth and final body from an Annapolis mansion that was destroyed by fire. The home on Child's Point Road caught flames a week ago. In other news, former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell says he is grateful that he will not have to go to prison immediately. His appeal for corruption charges will be heard in court May 12th, meaning that the ex-governor will not have to report to prison on February 9th as originally planned. A person of interest is being sought in the murder of a Southeast D.C. man. This is the second person of interest in the killing of 22-year-old Kevin Owens on January 19th along 13th Place Southeast. And that person can be seen on a YouTube video linked to the D.C. police website. A man is under arrest in connection with a kidnapping and attempted sexual assault in the district. 54-year-old Mickey Crawford attacked a woman early Sunday morning in an alley in the 2400 block of 18th Street Northwest. Crawford was taken into custody. Plus, this may be a surprise to some, a Virginia Senate committee is killing Governor Terry McAuliffe's proposed gun control legislation. The governor wanted to renew the state's one weapon purchase a month limit, require buyers at gun shows to undergo background checks, prohibit gun purchases by those with protection from abuse orders, and revoke concealed handgun permits for parents behind on child support. Well, Republicans called the Democratic governor's proposals political posturing. I'm Britt Waters, and that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.